Your day time is 7 after the hour. It's, what is today? Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. No, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday, you're right.
All day.
I forgot about yesterday when I couldn't talk, I couldn't think, I couldn't remember anything. Amazing how that all changed. So I sound normal this morning, right?
You do. You sound much better today.
Okay, so here's what happened. I was in an REI store last night, and I just could barely communicate because my voice had lost all of its timbre during the day. Yesterday I had sort of ins and outs. See how many of you can relate to this. We have an allergy, I do, and a lot of people do as well, allergy problems. And so when I was on the farm over the weekend, they developed. And I started sneezing on the plane on my way out here on Tuesday night, and I couldn't talk after I sneezed. Yesterday, I'm in the store, in this REI store. I started sneezing. I sneezed 14 times. After I stopped sneezing, my voice was fine.
No.
No,
after
I kid you not.
After a 14-sneeze run, you were okay.
I sneezed 14 times in that store last night, and after that, my voice was fine. So I started sneezing and lost my voice. I sneezed again, and I got my voice back again.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, that's kind of cool.
That's right.
Congratulations. It came back.
Right.
That's like a weird spirit thing, you know, like when people think the camera takes your soul. That's sneezing, maybe.
People are, I think, maybe Tony's around doing some strange things for whatever the
just
reason.
Just messing with you a little.
Yeah, it's fun. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, looking at what's going on today in the world of what concerns you. And I have just basically discounted all of the four or five top stories that I came across at first bruise through here. And I say bruise rather than blazing through or browsing through. There's a story about a train accident in Argentina that killed 49 people.
Mm-hmm.
The violence in Syria yesterday claimed two journalists. They're dead.
Awful.
There were eight more bodies found on the Costa Concordia yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And seven are dead in several places outside of Kabul in Afghanistan where the protests continue because of those morons in the U.S. military who burned the holy book. So all those stories, how is our life going to be made better by me spending more time talking about them? I don't think it is, so I'm not going.
No.
I didn't even really want to at the beginning talk about, no matter what happens, no matter what the real story is with these soldiers, God love them, it's just something missing when it comes to common sense. And you can see these people, they took these Korans off the shelves of a detention center because they said, the soldiers said, they contained extremist messages. And so instead of somebody looking at them one way or another, you know what this does to these people over there. And you can say, who gives a damn? Well, you know what? You'd say the same thing. We have some religious extremists who read the Bible. And if they came over and it was reversed, what would you think or say or want to do? I mean, it's the same thing. It's unnecessary, unthoughtful, and it's provoking. All we want, all it does is put our guys, this is my bottom line on it, Jennifer, it puts our guys more in harm's way when you do something like that, and that we don't need. We want our guys out of there, safe and sound. So the reason I'm annoyed is because it's stupid, number one, and secondly, it puts our men and women in harm's way in a way that is unnecessary. There's no reason for it whatsoever. By the way, there's a story at DougSteffen.com today. You may want to start out by looking, actually meeting, a woman named Sandra Coast, 51 years old. She just completed basic training and is now ready to start her career in the U.S. Army. 51-year-old.
That's cool. 51, huh?
Sandra Coast. Good. There's a good story in that.
Good patriot. Good for her.
Well, is that a bad... Now, see... You fall into
no,
that
good
same
for her. Thing. No, she's doing something to serve her country. That's awesome.
I understand.
So what's wrong with calling her
because
a patriot?
Because there are those people who hear that say, if I'm not in the service or I haven't served, then I'm not patriotic.
No, I think I'm very patriotic and I'm not in the service, but she's doing something. She's doing something above and beyond what the average person is doing.
Got
That's
it.
Good.
800-510-8255. And you know what I mean. You know, there are those people, the guys that ride around with flags in their cars, and you know all of these people who just blindly support the military, and it's foolish. It's foolish to support what we support the men and women who put the uniform on because they do what we ask them to do. We've gotten ourselves involved in so many of these things, like Iraq and Afghanistan, and people just see men and women in the service, and they say, thank you for helping us save our country. There's nothing that was done in Afghanistan or Iraq that helped us save our country.
Okay, but these people, regardless, are following orders that
You heard me say
so to thank them to do that, and when you see them walking around,
I'm not thanking them. You see, you're twisting it around, too, like a lot of other people do. What I'm saying
rephrase then, because maybe we're misunderstanding.
You see, people are looking for that. They want to glom on to something that sounds, look, Stefan doesn't support the military. That is bunkum. That is
I
what
think
this
that
is
you support the military.
I do.
I'm not arguing that. So tell me again what you're saying.
What I'm saying here about this woman who's 51 is she is a model and an example of somebody who wants to serve her country at this age or any age. That's swell. That's good. That's neat. It's laudable. But the things that we ask these people to do, and sometimes the reason for people who sign up for the military is to go serve in these theaters of war, where we ought not to be in the first place. Their decision is based on an ill-gotten decision by somebody who's trying, like George Bush, to support his pals in the military-industrial complex, and they put our men and women at harm for no good reason. Does that make sense?
Yes, that you say that, and it makes it sound better. I still will always say that, you know, having that woman is having her join doing something above and beyond what she has to do because of her beliefs that she is helping the country. That's commendable, and I think that does make her a patriot. You're saying that there are bigger issues here that we need to take on with our elected officials.
I think that's a good way of putting it, but it doesn't take away from. I'm just trying to see if I can find a picture of her. It does in no way takes away from her being interested in serving, and I think that's one of the good stories of the day. Let's see here if I can see a picture of her. We have a story at DougStefan.com. There's so many TurboTax boxes.
Because we're giving away a laptop. Are
yes,
you crazy?
We
have to put that everywhere.
All right. So I'm going to see if what I'm going to do is I'm going to Google her and get a little bit more of her story, because I think that would be kind of a neat
story. I wonder what prompted her to do this.
And that's a better story than talking about the soldiers burning the Korans and, you know, making everybody crazy unnecessarily. All right, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Good news is that there were two young children who were kidnapped in Georgia found safe yesterday. 3-year-old Jalen Madison and his 1-year-old sister Amari were found. The mother's car broke down along the side of the interstate. The mother told police a stranger stopped to help him. She was making arrangements for a tow truck. The stranger drove off with the children. Police said the suspect had taken the children to an apartment, left them with a woman he quote-unquote sort of knew before taking off. The woman saw the missing children report, notified authorities. So what kind of a weird guy is that?
I know.
All right, so speaking of weird, there's more makeup mayhem here. What's the message?
I know. Well, firstly, I think last week we talked about this study that had come out linking a lot of additional lead in lipstick. There's a dangerous level of lead in many lipsticks. That was a study last week. Well, that prompted researchers to test 49 products that they just selected at random from cosmetic bags of 6 average Canadian women. And they found that every product in the bag contained at least 1 of 7 heavy metals, including arsenic, cadmium, lead, nickel, all these things, selenium. And they're considered even, those heavy metals are considered even more dangerous than just lead alone. So they noted that the highest level of heavy metals comes from, again, lip gloss, which, scary, scary, scary. And we ingest that stuff. But the other products are the Clinique Stay True Makeup Foundation, Sephora Sculpting Powder. There's a MAC Shimmer Blush. These all have arsenic in them. CoverGirl Perfect Point Plus Eyeliner, All May Trio Eye Color, and Benefit Pocket Pal in Red Tint. So, you know, I think the thing here is that women, we kind of get the short end of the stick in politics. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Yes, women do get the short end. Men are not concerned with lead and lipstick.
No.
You can see the men in the world, and neither are the women who are in these supposedly potent, powerful positions in government. Women are getting the short end. The CDC is so interested in trying to discredit raw milk. That's
correct.
The only headline that you saw this week to make. What's more important? How many people are using lipstick versus how many people are drinking raw milk?
I'm using this stuff every single day, which to me tells me I'm ingesting a small amount of arsenic and lead every day at least. So there's this new bill out there. It's called the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. The FDA has looked it over and checked this out. And I think we really should get together and actually start asking for companies not to put this junk in there. I mean,
stop buying the stuff.
Stop buying it. But then, you know, it's in everything. These brands that I read to you, they're low-end and high-end brands.
Brands again. These are the brands not to buy of lipstick. What are the brands again?
Well, this is also foundation and powder and blush, Clinique foundation, Sephora eyeshadow, MAC shimmer blush, L'Oreal mascara, CoverGirl eyeliner, all May eye color. I mean, it's almost impossible anything.
You need to go to a Whole Foods store or a holistic pharmacy or something and get your lipstick. Otherwise, it sounds like you're poisoning yourself.
Yeah.
That's the read I'd have on it. 800-510-8255. We have lots of news to discuss in this hour of the program from the last 24 hours. We'll get back to it in a few minutes.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the ribosome.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. We're prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. So you can know. Hence, 2912 rules at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What do we want?
We dance!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Yay! Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Good day. Time is 21 after the hour with Doug and Jen.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I wear green only because I'm told that it is lucky to wear green.
Everybody knows the answer to this question. At some point when you have received a check from Doug, what color ink does he use?
Oh, ding.
Jennifer?
Green. I wouldn't know.
There you go.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money?
Join the party, Doug Steffens today.
Controversy for Adele. Did you hear about this? After being cut off during her speech at London's Brit Award yesterday, Adele gave the finger to the show's host. Getting the finger, yeah. Yeah, the host was so bummed out, he went right home and listened to his Adele album. Did I just mind putting a record on?
I think you did.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
I meant put in the 8-track.
Right.
Crank up the Victrola.
Yeah.
Here is an interesting statistic. The federal government reporting today that in 2011, Americans drove fewer miles on the road since the year 2003. People drove fewer miles last year than they did 8 years ago. Experts aren't sure why. I give you 3 reasons. Exxon, Chevron, Texaco. Okay, those are the 3 reasons. $5 a gallon.
No,
come on. In some parts of Florida, $6 a gallon. They say it's because of tensions with Iran. See, things are so much more streamlined now. Now we get to pay for the next war even before it starts. Now all is just a wonderful.
You know, the truth is, running for president is kind of like a job interview. The applicants come in, they pitch themselves to us, and we decide which one gets the job. So imagine mentioning Satan in a job interview. I believe that would go something like this.
So, Rick, tell me a little about yourself.
Also, I'm a graduate of Penn State University. I have a BA in Business Administration, 2 years experience working in retail, very hard worker, and I believe that Satan has his sights set on us.
Okay. Well, it was very nice.
Oh, also, I'm a people person. So
the door's right over there, if you could just...
You wouldn't even get your parking validated after an interview like that, right?
You guys, it's National Pancake Week. Of course, Mitt Romney was in a debate tonight, so it's also National Waffle Week. So, good to know. This is sweet. A couple in New Jersey got married at the White Castle restaurant where they met 6 years ago. The couple says they're very grateful for what brought them together. Weed.
a great day at the White House. They're recovering after last night's big concert where Mick Jagger played. And also Mick Jagger was there. President Obama said it was refreshing to see an old white guy who wasn't running against him. And then the White House hasn't seen a guy shag that many groupies since Bill Clinton. Under my desk.
That's a pretty good impression from him.
It was, yeah. That was Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon before that, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan joking about the Adele controversy. Some of the comedy from last night. Here's a quick reference from Ellen, who yesterday got some real police reports. Pretty funny. Listen to what we can squeeze in here.
These are real police reports from different local newspapers. Can't even believe it, but they're real. Aaron Rutten in Wyawega, Wisconsin. 5:28 p.m., a woman called police and reported that her two bags of garbage had been stolen from the curb. The police investigated and informed her that the garbage truck had picked up her garbage.
A few smiles, a few chuckles, always good. Very healthy way to start the day, as hopefully this whole experience is. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you may have heard a lot about vacation rentals as a way for families to save when traveling. Well, it sounds like a great deal, but who else can benefit from this trend? Would you believe if I said business travelers? Typically, business travelers who are away for more than a couple of days recreate the home experience at an extended stay hotel, and that's where you get access to a kitchen and other amenities that a traditional hotel may not have. But that's also where a vacation rental can come in handy. For starters, there's the extra space, which can provide much greater value per square foot. Then there are the perks like Wi-Fi, laundry, and full kitchens. And for many business travelers, it's less about the perks and more about the psychological benefit of being in a home away from home. But if you're still craving those chocolates on the pillow at night, then consider staying in a B&B, especially during the midweek. It's not the most traditional choice for business travelers, but you get that home experience plus the added bonus of someone else doing the cooking, and it's not crowded during the middle of the week. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it. Fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get 55-inch Sony LCDs for a special price worry-free. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires March 27, 2012. Quantities limited.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Such a good day. We are looking at what's going on. We talk, you listen, and then you talk at 800-510-8255 or not. You can send us a tweet. I was looking at some of the some of the posts on Twitter after last night's debate. You like Ron Paul now. Jennifer Horn,
well,
here.
I'm not saying I'm endorsing him. I still will vote for Mitt Romney.
If you endorse him, he'll win.
I know.
Yeah.
But
endorse Mitt Romney. How about the collective, the two of them? The stories that are floating around are that they are friends and that they would like to work together, acknowledging, although Ron Paul didn't do this publicly, certainly, he thinks so, and he's going to have some delegates, so he has some to trade, and plus the fact that these guys like each other, so you trade something in the platform, something that's reality-based that can be done in the new administration, and then all those kids from 18 to 34 that like Ron Paul go to vote for Mitt Romney.
I think
right
Ron
now.
Paul is very, yeah, I mean, I think Ron Paul is very smart on issues within the country. I don't necessarily love his stance on, I don't feel comfortable with
him. The reason you don't feel comfortable is because the news media has completely distorted what he said. Yes.
I don't feel comfortable. No, I don't want to tell you why I don't feel comfortable. You can't tell me that.
Yes, I can. I just did.
I don't feel comfortable with him with foreign affairs because
how have you gotten your knowledge? You ever talked to him personally?
No, I was listening to him in the debate last night, and I have watched almost all of the debates.
And he
talks about how he wants to just shut everything down.
What does he want
to
shut down?
He wants to take away all the military operations, and he wants to just focus on the country, which I very much agree with.
What good are the military operations doing us in the main? What good is Afghanistan doing us? What good did Iraq do us?
What I don't like is I don't think that I would feel comfortable with him if Iran or Syria or the two of them started threatening to do nuclear strikes.
And what is his wanting to get out of places that we don't belong to do?
I personally just don't feel comfortable with him making those
decisions. But you've been twisted. Your mind has been twisted.
No, it's just from what I hear him say. But that's just my personal belief. That doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It's just how I feel.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
But back to what I was saying before that.
Yes, back to Jennifer in the studio. Yes.
I would be much happier with Mitt Romney if he did give some sort of position to Ron Paul and to Newt Gingrich. I like both of them in different ways. I think they're both very smart, and I'd like to see Mitt Romney include them in some way in his as he goes forward.
But not Santorum.
Santorum, I have a lot of respect for because I believe that he talks about what he believes in, and I commend him for that. But no, I'm not a fan of him politically.
Because?
And being a Catholic, I feel like I don't know. I think because his beliefs are so strong, because he's that kind of man, I don't know that he can separate religion
from
politics.
He's inflexible. That is the word you're looking for, I think. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yes.
But
you can put that word in my mouth, yes.
Okay, all right. What else? Never mind. 800-510-8255.
I almost spit on my water for that one. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. We have some drug news. More back to the person who died, or there were two people that died in the Amazing Race thing, right? And was it the Amazing Race,
yeah,
or was it Fear Factor? Which show?
Well, yesterday morning we were getting little bits and pieces of this story. These Amazing Race producers were over scouting a location in Uganda, and they ended up running into some Ugandan thugs who wanted their belongings and wanted all these things from them. And when they refused, they ended up poisoned, one of them dead, the other in a coma. But now we're getting more information today because the autopsy has been done on Jeff Rice, who's the man that passed away, and they've said that he has passed away as a result of a cocaine overdose. So now the mystery even gets deeper here. Was this something that he was doing by choice? Or what people and his family are believing is that these guys somehow either forced them at gunpoint to do these drugs, because these, let's face it, these guys are in the drug business that were in Uganda.
Right.
So either they forced them to do drugs or they somehow gave it to them to ingest. But in any case, Jeff Rice is dead. And then this producer that was traveling with him, her name is Catherine. She's still in a coma. Catherine Fuller is her name. She's in a coma and has not woken up since the event. So they're still trying to figure out how to save her. Mm. Really, really weird stuff. Ugh.
All right. So from the drug department, this is not as serious, but Paul McCartney says he's done with pot.
Breaking news.
Yeah, right.
Well, Paul says that he needs to be a little more responsible as a parent. So he decided that he's going to sacrifice and give up one of his biggest, I guess, pleasures in life, and that is smoking pot. He was doing it for his 8-year-old daughter, Beatrice. He said he did it a lot. It was
smoking
enough.
Smoking pot for her?
Well, he's stopping smoking the pot because of her. He doesn't want to upset her life, I guess. He wants to be a responsible father.
So why do you suppose that this woman who married him, with the New York socialite, I forget what her name is, why would she marry, unless she was into pot as well? Would you marry anybody who was into pot?
I personally would not.
No.
Because I mean, here's the thing. I don't necessarily have a problem with people smoking pot. Mm-hmm. I just personally don't want it around me. If people smoke pot every day, to me that's the equivalent of drinking every day, and I wouldn't want to marry somebody who drinks every day either, because it's just another crutch. You know, I would want someone who's when he's with me, he's with me.
Yep, that's great.
You know?
Yep, I get it. It's good.
It's just something every day is a
good
problem.
Good for you, Jennifer. That's
yeah,
Jennifer,
but did
Jennifer.
You know,
rah, 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 rah.
Do you know what I learned about this? Did you know that the person that introduced Paul McCartney, do you know who introduced Paul to pot?
Was it Paul Pot? Was that the name of the guy who ran
It was Bob
Cambodia?
Dylan.
Really?
Bob Dylan was the one that introduced him to pot.
All right, but go back with me. See if you remember. What was the name of the guy who ran Cambodia?
They introduced him to acid or something like that? In
no, 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 no. I'm going back to the Vietnam War. You won't know this, but I'm
no, but I think they I don't remember the guy, but didn't the Beatles learn something? Or didn't they do pot in, I don't know, they're not the pot. They found hallucinogenics somewhere.
That was with
some foreign land.
I think. Yeah. That wasn't nothing to do with the Vietnam War, although that was going on at the time when they were at the height of their popularity, Vietnam War was. But their root, what was the name of the guy? Something pot, pill pot, and I'm not being facetious here. What was it, Michael?
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot. Right?
Yes.
Look at Michael. He's so smart.
Right. He's smart.
Heather Mills said he smoked as much as the average Brit drinks tea in their divorce proceedings, by the way.
Really?
That's a lot.
That is a lot. 800-510-8255. Okay, we have our obligatory political callers, so let's take a couple of them, and then we'll move off from that, because we want to cover lots of bases. The idea in this hour is to cover as much of what is going on, some of the reality that you have in your mind and have experienced, and maybe some stories you haven't heard much about, that you get a little bit more firm a foundation about them conversationally. Darren's in Jackson, Tennessee. You watched the debate last night, Darren, did you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I like Santorum, but boy, he was, and he couldn't even get it. It was like a boxing match and having two guys against one. He was getting hit from both sides, and you could tell it was really shaking him up.
Even the audience was booing him. Did you notice that? I felt sorry for him.
I kind of did, too.
Yeah.
Romney looked strong. I mean, I give it to Romney. I really like Romney's, him being in the private sector. Santorum's my guy, but Romney looked strong last night, and of course Newt did too. Poor Santorum, man, he did. He couldn't get up from it, like one big punch, and he was standing up.
He even started, I thought, and maybe I was wrong here, but tell me what you think. I even thought he looked sweaty. Like, he started to look kind of sweaty towards the end. It felt really bad. But,
and
you know,
he's done it before.
I think it was the job of Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, and Mitt Romney last night to kind of gang up on him and knock him out because the Republican Party doesn't want him to be the nominee.
Yeah.
Because he can't win.
Right.
Yeah. I like Santorum. I mean, I like his values, and I think he's just about setting the tone. And it may not agree with everybody, but that's I like him.
Darren?
Yes, sir.
Your wife like him?
Yes, my wife really likes him. Sure does.
Is that because you're telling her to like him, or is she thinking
No, no. She actually, Newt was her first guy, and she still likes Newt a lot. She likes to say in terms of just stance on life and just his values. He's just, married man with, believes in,
Some women think he believes in trying to curb women and keep them in their place.
I ain't went in depth with my wife about that. I was speaking to her about contraception, and we believe in some, contraception and stuff like that because, my wife's been on the birth control before, but I don't think Santorum is going out trying to say he's going to try to stop all that. He's just saying,
he doesn't agree with it.
Yeah.
He made that pretty clear last night. He said, that just because I'm talking about it doesn't mean I'm going to pass legislation.
In sympathy to that, I'll recount a conversation I had with somebody earlier in, it was either early this week or late last week, someone who heard me say something with regard to the controversies about abortion, birth control, all that stuff, sexual stuff, always becomes very controversial, and people tend to shut down because they have their point of view on it. Somebody accused me of being an abortionist after something that they thought they heard me say on the air. Kind of like what Jennifer and I were in the last half hour, Darren, talking about something where we needed to clarify what it was we're saying. Because as Michael said, if somebody's driving down the highway at 65 miles an hour and they're listening with one ear, they may not hear everything.
Exactly.
So I'm no more in favor of abortion than I am flying to the moon without a helmet on, I'm very opposed to abortion, but I also don't think that it's my business to tell your wife or you or whatever what to do. It's not my business, so you stay out of my. That's none of your
business.
And what
I really liked that Ron Paul said last night is just that. Why is this a federal issue? Why are we talking about this on a federal level? This is not our deal to talk about. We should be talking about something else.
Ron Paul starts the revolution. Him, his influence, his ideas, they are the seeds of the revolution in this country that we are beyond time in starting. All right, Darren, thank you for calling and talking with Jennifer and me. Dan's in Idaho.
Is that a new state?
Right, the members of the I-Hall, what is it, U-Hall family
yeah,
have started I-Hall. All right, Dan, in Idaho, hi.
Hello.
How do you do?
Yeah, I can't believe anybody would even consider there to be a nickel's worth of difference between Romney, Gingrich, Santorum, and Obama. You know, they're all part of the same New World Order boys that are going to try to take control. Recently, last weekend, my attorneys, he's an influential Republican, so Romney sends out an airplane to pick him up, and they go with seven other couples to Boise to get, put in. Well, if you want to support Ron Paul,
put in where?
Money
what do you
into
mean put
the
in?
Kitty.
They took him to dinner? What do you mean put in?
Yeah,
put into what?
They had a whole weekend where they were trying to schmooze the Republican people to buy their votes.
I got it.
And
I thought,
somebody gave them millions of dollars so they can do this.
Yeah.
Whereas, I'm a strong supporter of Ron Paul, and I'm the one who kicks in $50 to $100
right.
every week
yeah.
just to keep that going.
Yeah.
And
meanwhile, Romney and Gingrich, especially, the two of them have really bastardized the system with a kind of dough. Do you believe that one guy has given $10 million at least to Gingrich? $10 million?
He sent a private jet over to Idaho Falls to bring these people into Boise so that they can buy their votes and buy their support.
Yeah.
And guess who it is? It's an attorney. So they send out and they get the influential attorneys and they say, listen, if you really want to keep your thing going, you know, basically, yeah, Romney is a capitalist. He's a monopolistic capitalist, just like the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
And I think the whole thing is ludicrous. I did 20 years on talk radio. I was doing this back years and years ago.
Good for you.
You got the voice for it.
Where are you? Where were you on the air?
I was on Nashville. I was on the shortwave Worldwide Christian Network, and I was also in the Denver market. I was on American Freedom Network, and then I had a lot of other stations that picked me up. In fact, I'm going to be on this network in a couple of hours doing a show.
Good.
And I do radio shows out of Idaho now. I moved out of Colorado because basically it was getting too New World Order. But, you know, I hear some of these complaints from the women, typically, that are anti-Ron Paul, and they'll go, oh, what's he going to do for women's rights? What's he going to do for this?
He absolutely answered that for me. I thought he had the strongest answer. As a woman, last night, I thought his answer was the best. And he's the one that should know. He's a gynecologist, for crying out loud.
Well, but I hear you pushing Romney, and I go,
no difference.
You
I will tell you the reason
Paul.
Why
I'm on your same page as you, Dan. I'm voting for Ron Paul. Massachusetts primary is the 5th. It's Super Tuesday. I'm voting for Ron Paul.
I think for women's rights, honestly, I think Ron Paul had the best answer last night. I think for the first time, Ron Paul actually impressed me with a couple of his comments. Now, I will tell you that because I'm going with the party system, Romney's the one that has a chance to beat Obama. Ron Paul does not. Yeah. So that's why I have put my support probably behind Romney.
Get that. But here's what Dan's done a good job here of bringing us around. He said something, in clarification, he sort of underscored what I was saying a few minutes ago. You said one thing, he thought he heard you say one thing about pushing Romney. You explained it a little bit better, but I think Dan felt one thing about what you were saying in general, and then you clarified it. But a lot of times that happens when you hear
especially with political
somebody. Right, exactly, yeah. All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Good luck with your radio program. It's 11 for the hour.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's now 53 after the hour now on Thursday, the 23rd of February. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and you discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people basically are talking about. And if they aren't talking about them, we'll stimulate them to. We give you the old one, too, and then you can make up your own mind as to whether you think some of the points of view are interesting, compelling. And I think that in that department, Jennifer, certainly the discussion of technology. I was having my EECP treatment yesterday in the clinic, and the lady who was attending to me had, she didn't have an iPhone. She had something that was very similar to it. She was showing me how it worked and taking pictures and all that sort of stuff and comparing it to my iPad, which I had with me, I was using while I was in there. So it was interesting, pretty stimulating conversation. We were talking about Google and Apple and IBM and all the PCs versus laptops. It's pretty amazing how savvy most people are getting about all of this stuff. And so here, and every day we have something new to add to the mix, like Shelley Palmer today talking about Comcast that's launching a new service this week to compete with Netflix. Like, we need more of that. You'll hear how this all works in a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google is looking to launch a pay TV service that will be tested on its high-speed broadband network in Kansas City, Missouri. The service will directly compete with cable companies offering on-demand and online access to television channels. Google is expected to launch the service in the coming months. In other news, major tech companies including Apple, Google, and Microsoft have agreed to improve mobile app privacy protections. Developers will be required to include a privacy policy with each app specifying how your data is accessed and used. Are you really going to read the privacy policies? Doubtful. And finally, Comcast is launching a new service this week to compete with Netflix. Xfinity Stream Picks will include video on demand content from NBC Universal, Disney ABC, Sony, and Warner Brothers. The service will be free to many Triple Play customers and $4.99 a month for basic cable subscribers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get 55-inch Sony LCDs for a special price, worry-free. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires March 27, 2012. Quantities limited.
You want to know what drives people crazy?
Bonkers, bananas?
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people will not talk about today, but it's worth a moment. AT&T recently tried to complete a $39 billion acquisition of T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
They used $4 billion in cash to try to do it and failed. So the guy who's running AT&T doesn't get his $2 million bonus. He'll only make $27 million this year. The guy who runs AT&T screws up the acquisition, and his reward is no bonus, but he still keeps his $27 million a year job.
Don't you make $27 million a year?
50. That's the hour.
Me neither.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is...
In the past...